Welcome to The Lead, the exclusive news magazine of Northeast Texas on your station, 88.9 KETR. Good morning, I'm your host, Scott Harvey. On today's program, it's expected to be a busy holiday season for traveling, specifically driving. I'll speak with area TxDOT official Trey Turner on what to look out for, including the likelihood of you seeing some wildlife on your trip. And for our Friday feature, a local animal clinic has been able to have more than 1,000 pets adopted from their facility so far this year. KETR intern Guadalupe Martinez takes us inside the clinic to find out how they've been so successful. Those stories and much more on The Lead. Stay tuned. This is your station, 88.9 KETR.
Public radio listeners are heavy users of bank services, home mortgages, and financial management planning. Are these listeners your customers? They can be. Become a KETR program underwriter. For more information, call 903-513-9684.
In the beloved fairy tale Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly one in three children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov, brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News. If you didn't know any better, you might have thought 2011 was an election year. All those debates and speeches, all that maneuvering, you depend on NPR News to sort out the facts. And great election coverage will be even more important as the voting takes place in 2012. Help us bring you that coverage by making an end-of-the-year tax-deductible contribution now.
Making a gift online is safe, secure, and easy to do. Go to ketr.org/support. And thank you.
And welcome back to The Lead. It's now time to check out the headlines from this week. The caregivers of a 2-year-old boy have been indicted in connection to his death. The grand jury says Brandon Herrera was beaten to death or possibly strangled and or smothered. Gabriela Ortiz and Arturo Vega, both of Campbell, were arrested shortly after the incident in July. They were indicted by the Hunt County Grand Jury last Friday. A Quinlan man has been cleared of charges due to insufficient evidence in an October 2010 shooting. The Hunt County Grand Jury also last Friday issued no bills for Gregory Clyde Bostick on 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Fannin County authorities have sent bones believed to be of human remains to a forensic lab for testing. The bones were found on a landowner's property in the southern part of the county. It was not known who the person was, how they died, or when. A district judge has denied a request for a new trial for Tracy Daniel Alphen, who was convicted of the 2008 murder of Jason Harrington. She reportedly turned down multiple plea bargain offers prior to the November conviction. A co-actor in the case also was convicted and imprisoned. Students, faculty, and staff at A&M Commerce will be the first to benefit from the installation of a high-speed broadband network. The A&M system was recently awarded the $6.6 million grant, which will later gateway through the remaining system schools. We have audio from Monday's press conference held on the A&M Commerce campus at our website. Hunt County Sheriff Randy Meeks says the 2-year-old girl allegedly beaten by her mother and her mother's boyfriend was to be released this week from a Dallas hospital. Aaron Elizabeth Sorry and Trevor Scott Copeland were each jailed on $1 million bond for injury to a child after their arrest last week. Jobless rates dropped at least 0.5% locally following a report last week. Hopkins County's lowest jobless rate in the region fell to 6.5% in November, while Hunt County's rate is now 8.1%. Collin and Rockwall counties both fell more than 0.5% to 6.6%. The City of Commerce hopes to break ground on its 3-year street project by mid-2012. The council on Monday agreed to follow a tentative schedule through May of 2012, which includes financial planning prior to issuing $3 million in bonds that were approved by voters in 2008. The city of Greenville has lost another worthy citizen. Bill Thomas, who served as a state representative from 1989 to 1993, was a noted author and decorated serviceman. He died December 15th in Louisville, Kentucky. Services were held on Monday. Thomas, along with his wife and fellow worthy citizen Mitzi, lived in Greenville for 30 years. The couple was named the 1998 Worthy Citizens of the Year. The Commerce City Council on Tuesday approved a motion authorizing the Bonham Street Historical District to erect signs. The recently established organization hopes that they will further be able to recognize the street's historical significance with signage and future projects that will help bring recognition to the neighborhood. And District 3 State Representative Irwin Kane has announced his candidacy for 62nd District Court Judge, which serves Delta, Franklin, Hopkins, and Lamar counties. Kane will not seek another term as District 3 Representative. He'll lose his elected position because of redistricting. And that's a check of some of the news making headlines from this week around the Northeast Texas region. As always, you can find more information on area news at our website, ketr.org. Coming up next, I speak with Trey Turner, Public Relations Officer with TxDOT's Paris District Office. That's next. This is The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News. I'm thinking of that New Yorker cartoon where one person at a party turns to another person at the party and says, "And that's not just my opinion, it's the opinion of somebody on NPR." Next time you're at a cocktail party, you can be ready for some scintillating conversation if you keep up with the news by listening in the mornings to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Weekdays at 5 a.m. on listener-supported 88.9 KETR.
Want more information on the most recent movies in theaters? Then tune in Friday mornings with Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Got really good dialogue. Originally a Sam Peckinpah movie, it was shocking at the time.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner, and she joins KETR Friday mornings. It's the perfect place to get the information you want on the most recent movies. Only on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Welcome back to The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR. Joining me now by phone is Trey Turner. He is the Public Relations Officer with the Texas Department of Transportation Office in Paris, which serves nine area counties. And how are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you.
Well, the holidays are always a time when more people are expected to travel, and here in Texas, AAA has predicted that as many as 6.9 million Texans plan to drive to their holiday destinations from the period starting Friday through January 2nd. So we wanted to talk specifically about the dangers, of course, when driving all the time, but even more of a danger as we head into this holiday season with wildlife, texting while driving, that's always an issue, and then weather, of course. So let's touch on those subjects and maybe others. Let's first talk about wildlife, and do you have some statistics of how often maybe in Texas there is accidents as it relates to motor vehicle and wildlife?
Sure. Well, during winter months, wildlife patterns do change, just like, you know, we do traveling, they do some traveling as well. Rural highways, you know, there are a lot of traveling on it, and of course it, you know, there's many dips and rises and blind spots in the road, and you need to take those very slow and careful because, and you know, there are animals that like to get in the road, and some of them have the sense to move and some just stay there, and that can cause an accident. The study by the American Automobile Association shows that collisions with animals, especially deer, represent about approximately 4% of all crashes in the United States, but we suspect this percentage is probably higher in Texas, where highway right-of-ways tend to attract the deer, especially with the recent, you know, drought that we've had. It's kind of exacerbated the situation. Despite the rains or infrequent rains, our right-of-ways usually have new grass because of the highway runoff. So this provides, you know, grazing that the deer can't find in pastures where, you know, they have to compete with livestock. So whenever you're driving around, you will see the deer right there at the, you know, edge of the highway, and sometimes it does, you know, they will cut across the highway in front of you. And our maintenance employees, they do patrol the roadways regularly for dead animals, and we do work quickly to remove them from the travel lanes when they, you know, of course, present a safety hazard to the drivers. And they have been instructed to move the carcasses toward the fence line and out of sight whenever possible so that, you know, it's not something that you have to see while you're traveling.
Gotcha. Okay. How about when it comes to, you know, you see some of these deer crossing signs, and TxDOT is in charge of where to place those and when to move them, correct?
Right, yes. And usually they are being placed where there is a lot of activity. So if you do see one of the signs, it is a good idea to go ahead and slow down and just be cautious. Keep your eye out. And, you know, this is going to be at night and during dawn. That's usually when they start to move around more is
when it's harder to see them.
Right,
right. Okay. And of course, just because there's a sign up or there's no sign up doesn't mean that they won't be in that
right
area.
Right. They're, so, you know, they're like children. They can, yeah, they're curious and unpredictable, and they can just go anywhere they want to.
Mm-hmm. But it's a majority of deer that would be
right
an issue for motorists in terms of wildlife.
Right. If I mean, if you do see a small animal like a rabbit or coyote that runs out in the front in the road in front of you, don't try to swerve around it or slam on the brakes. Those little animals, they move rapidly and unpredictably, and you trying to swerve, that could confuse them, and they may want to dart back from where they came from, and you have more of a likely to run over them if you do that. So it's best just to keep going the way you're going, and they're fast. They usually can get out of the way. So,
just curious, because I've never been in this position, knock on wood, but if you're to hit an animal, especially a large deer, what is the protocol for drivers? Do they need to contact your office? I mean, if it's just a minor accident, they may just continue, but if they are to, in fact, strike an animal and the animal is killed and on the roadway and it's a hatchet
right
for other motorists, what do they do?
The best thing to do is to contact you know, local police department or DPS, TxDOT. We do have services where we can come out and take care, you know, at least move the carcass off the highway. It is best to prevent further accidents to go ahead and contact someone so that we can get it off the highway and free of any more motorists, you know, being in an accident. You know, if the only number you have is 911, call them. They can get in touch with TxDOT to come out and take care of the situation.
Okay. Speaking with Trey Turner with TxDOT's Paris District, which serves 9 area counties. We live in an age, Trey, where it seems like more and more there's other things that are able to distract drivers. So it's not just animals, which we can't really avoid,
right,
but there are things we can avoid, like the cell phones, and that's becoming an increasing problem for people working in the transportation industry, trying to encourage our listeners to avoid things that will distract them on the roads, because it's not only hazardous to them, but others.
Right. You know, we've, you know, talked about it for years about turning the radio stations, getting a CD to put in the player, all sorts of, you know, distractions. But, you know, now talking on the phone is a major distraction, that not just talking on the phone, but even texting.
Mm-hmm.
And something like that takes your eyes off the road, takes your, you know, mind away from what it should be doing, and that's focusing on the highway. And anytime you take your attention away from what's in front of you, you know, an animal could be out there, a person, another car, anything could be in front of you. So it's just, you know, the smart thing to do is just hang up the phone. If your phone rings, let it go to voicemail. No text is as important as causing an accident. So if you have to call, make a call, pull over to a safe place, a parking lot, somewhere that is off the right-of-way, make your call there.
Of course, something else that could be a factor, it doesn't appear it will be here in our region locally, but you never know where some of our local motorists are going to be traveling for the holidays, is snow. and we've had some issues already in the Texas Panhandle, as they normally do during the winter weather season. What is the issue when it comes to snow in the Paris district, and how does your crew respond?
Yes, we usually go on 24-hour alert, where we have a maintenance crew that's out morning, noon, night, 24 hours a day, putting the magnesium chloride out on the highways to keep it from freezing. And if the snow does, you know, pile up, we do go out there with our plows, and we will get the snow off the highway. Of course, the state highways, the U.S. highways, they're top priority. Bridges are a main focus because they usually tend to ice over quicker.
And is that something that you've already began work on? I noticed some crews maybe a couple weeks ago de-icing bridges.
Yes, we began planning several months in advance. Of course, you know, you remember this last season we had, you know, a little bit more snow than we usually do and icing. So we are on top of things and making sure that everyone can get, you know, down the highway safely, especially this time of year when there is more travel than usual.
And then when the snow melts, you've probably got some potholes to fill.
Of course. Yeah, that the winter weather is never good for the roads. So we just, it's a constant battle.
Now, is that something, again, that I guess concerned citizens can inform officials about if they see a pothole or something like that?
You can go to our website, actually, txdot.gov, G-O-V, and there is a report a pothole on the website, and you can report any potholes that you come across. We do get out there and fix them.
Okay. Well, of course, we know that if it's not snow, but it is precipitation, it's obviously rain, and surprisingly had a lot of that lately, Trey. Have there been some issues of minor flooding on some of the area roadways, and the best course of action for motorists?
Well, of course, if you see standing water, it's best not to try to attempt to go across it, because you never know how deep it is. And especially with running water across the highway, a little bit of water rushing across the highway can overturn vehicles, and it's best to be, you know, safe than sorry. You may have to take some detours and get to your destination a little bit later, but it's always best to do that instead of, you know, getting to an accident.
And then finally, Trey, with the holiday season, a lot of travelers expected to be on the road. How are the roadways looking in terms of construction, and maybe what motorists can expect to see in terms of any congestion as they make their way to other destinations for the holidays?
Right. All of our construction, we usually try, especially during these times of heavy travel, we try to get it where the highways are as open as possible and, you know, not cut down to one lane. And we try to work with the construction companies, and they work with us to get it to where they go, you know, on vacation whenever everyone else does. So hopefully you will not be stuck in traffic because of construction. We know everyone's traveling at this time, so we just try to make it as quick and painless as possible.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good plan, I think, for anyone that's going to be on the roadways this year. And it's good news for motorists,
right,
and a better chance for them to get to their destination quicker.
Yes. And if anyone does have any questions as far as going up into the Panhandle and worrying about, you know, the weather and so forth, you can go to the website, txdot.gov. There's phone numbers on the website that you can call for, you know, the highway report. Also, other state, Oklahoma, they have an 800 number that you can call. They also have the websites, Missouri, MoDOT. There's just several places that you can go online to look and just make sure that your highway is passable and make sure that travel is safest and easiest for everyone involved. So,
not a bad idea to map out that, that route.
Right. A little bit of precaution.
Well, Trey Turner, we appreciate all the advice, and of course, a lot of things happen this time of year that we need to be aware of. It's sometimes within our control, but sometimes it's not, and we appreciate you addressing all those concerns and issues for us as we enter this holiday season. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We just hope everyone has a safe travel, safe holiday season.
Okay. Trey Turner is the public relations officer with TxDOT's Paris District, which serves 9 area counties here in Northeast Texas. Let's take a break and come back with our Friday feature after this on your station, 88.9 KETR.
This is Sherry Gardner. Public radio listeners are heavy users of bank services, home mortgages, and financial management planning. Are these listeners your customers? They can be. Become a KETR program underwriter. For more information, call 903-513-9684.
This is Nina Totenberg from NPR News. As this year comes to a close, please reflect for a minute on the importance of public radio. You probably listened a lot in the last year, and you probably expect to keep getting the news in the coming year, especially with a presidential election on board. Make an end-of-the-year tax-deductible contribution of $60 or $120 to help pay for your news in the coming year.
It's safe, secure, and easy. Online at ketr.org/support.
And welcome back to The Lead. It's now time for our Friday feature. The success of an animal shelter is as good as the success of its adoption process. Animal shelters are great for accepting abused and unwanted pets and serve as a temporary and safe home, but being able to place them into other homes with loving families is key. KETR intern Guadalupe Martinez saw firsthand the successes of one local shelter in this report.
Has adopting a pet recently crossed your mind? Are you looking for a new home for a pet you can no longer provide care for? Or have you recently lost a pet? Good thing the Rockwa Animal Adoption Center is here so it can provide help with all these services. The Rockwa Animal Adoption Center is full of wonderful dogs and cats excited to go home with you. And the staff and volunteers are working extra hours by opening on Sundays and hosting special events like the pet tailgate to ensure these pets find a good home. Volunteers like Jill Hubble express how great the animal shelter's success has been by being open 7 days and hosting special events.
We've adopted out 5 today, and the shelter so far this year we've hit over 1,000 adoptions. We're running at a 98% adoption rate, so we're doing great.
The Rockwell Animal Shelter must be working hard in order to have a 98% adoption rate. But what exactly are they doing out of the norm that is providing so many animals with new homes?
The more exposure, the more off-site events we have, the more people that know about us, the more people traffic that we get here at the shelter. And like being at Petco every Saturday, if we don't have what they're looking for there and the few dogs that we bring there, we send them this way. The more we're out, we were used to be at the on the square for the farmers market, and we got a lot of adoptions that way. By if you don't see what you want here, this is where the shelter is.
And adopting a pet can be so easy. Just wait till you hear what is all you have to bring.
Identification and money.
So let's just say you're not ready to adopt yet, or you want to help in some kind of way. The Rockwell Animal Shelter provides other ways you can help.
We have a foster program where, like in your instance, if you don't want to adopt, you're not ready to adopt at this point, you could foster and take it home for as long a period of time as you're comfortable with. And in that time, we would want you to interact with the dog as much as possible, get them comfortable, and being in a home environment is a lot better than being in a cage. And we ask that you bring them to as many events as you can. They're going to get adopted. You've got to be visible. That would be another way to do it. Or any kind of monetary or time donations are great.
Time is something the animal shelter values a lot, and their volunteers are great, but how can someone or you volunteer their time?
there's a form that you fill out, and once you submit that, you're eligible to come into a class. We've got a class that's the first Saturday of the month for about an hour and a half, and you come in and they go over shelter procedures and that type of thing. And once you go through the class, you're good.
The shelter can also be very helpful when trying to find a pet. And for this, I myself can testify. When walking in and letting them know I had a missing pet, they were ready and eager to help. And although she was not there, they provided links and allowed me to post an announcement of my missing pet on the city's Lost and Found Pet Services website. When a pet is turned in, the first thing they do is scan them in order to know if the pet is microchipped. If not, they will have a 3-day grace period for an owner to locate them before they are eligible for adoption. So when you're ready to find an unconditional best friend, just remember, there is a pet waiting for you at the Rockwell Animal Adoption Center. I'm Guadalupe Martinez, 88.9 KTR.
Thanks, Guadalupe. Our Friday feature airs each Friday during the lead at 10 a.m. and again at 4:45 p.m. during All Things Considered here on your station. And remember, if you have a Friday feature story idea for the program, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know by sending your ideas to me, scott@ketr.org. That's scott@ketr.org. Let's take a break. We're coming back right after this to wrap things up on the program. This is your station, 88.9 KETR.
She never heard of Cinderella. Then I said, I have to read to children.
Maria Machado knows what thousands of other foster grandparents know, that she can offer her time and her heart to help a child gain confidence and self-esteem. If you're 55 or older, go to getinvolved.gov or call 1-800-424-8867 to find out how you can volunteer.
I felt that's the best thing to do is to get involved in the neighborhood, give back.
Make a difference for generations. This message is brought to you by the Corporation for National and Community Service.
This is Renee Montaigne. While you've been sleeping, the Morning Edition team has been busy asking the questions you want answers to and finding out the latest on the news that affects your life. So when you wake up, ready to feed your curiosity, Morning Edition will help you start your day right. Tune in weekdays. It's breakfast for your brain. Weekdays at 5 a.m. on listener-supported 88.9 KETR.
And welcome back to The Lead. It's now time at the part of the show where we talk about the community events calendar for Northeast Texas. There's a Candlelight Christmas Eve service taking place at the Aldersgate Church in Greenville on Saturday, of course, Christmas Eve. A couple of continuing events throughout the region, and they have to do with libraries. The Teen Computer Club continues at the W. Walworth Harrison Public Library in Greenville through December 28th. And Storytime at the Paris Public Library continues also through December 28th. Open Mic Night at the Java Joint is in Cooper, now through December 31st, and the Commerce Public Library is hosting its annual book sale also through the end of this year. And you may also be interested in Winter Wonderland. That's an event that carries over into the new year. It's at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville all the way through January 14th. If you'd like to post your own event to our events calendar, we strongly encourage you to do so, and we'll have a chance to read that often, especially any holiday events that you're trying to get more awareness for. Again, ketr.org/events and click the Submit Event link at the left side of the page. And that will do it for today's installment of The Lead. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Trey Turner, Public Relations Officer with TxDOT's Paris District, which serves 9 area counties. He told us today about just how dangerous driving can be this holiday season, considering a number of factors, including wildlife and bad weather, but also things we have a bit more control of, like avoiding cell phones while driving. Please do so, and please be safe as you're hitting the roadways this holiday season. We also hope you enjoyed our Friday feature from Guadalupe Martinez on the Rockwall Animal Shelter and their 98% adoption rate this year. We'll be back same time next Friday at 10 a.m., and our show re-airs at 9 a.m. on Saturdays. Remember, you can hear archives of this show at our website, ketr.org. Coming up next is Texas Matters. This has been The Lead, the exclusive news magazine of Northeast Texas, here on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm your host, Scott Harvey. Thanks for listening, and have a great holiday season.